This podcast is brought to you by DIA, the trusted global neutral forum for healthcare product development professionals. DIA, driving insights to action.
Japan's Clinical Research Act, which came into force in April 2018, codified the term clinical research for the first time in the nation's history. Clinical research is now legally defined in Japan as clinical trials designed to establish the efficacy and or safety of drugs, medical devices, or cellular and tissue-based products. This definition is adopted in an age of profound transformation in clinical research itself, against a background of evolving biology and technology. The world of healthcare product development is in flux, both within Japan and outside Japan. So what does this all mean for Japan? I am Alberto Grignolo, editor of the DIA Global Forum. My guest today, Dr. Takashi Sato, is an expert on cutting-edge R&D in pharmaceutical development in Japan, and is also serving as vice chair of the 16th DIA Japan annual meeting in Tokyo this November. Sato-san, thank you for joining us today, and welcome.
Thank you. This is Takashi Sato speaking.
The subtitle of the DIA Japan annual meeting is to deliver rational medicine to all people in the globe. So, Sato-san, can you tell us what is rational medicine and how are industry and regulatory professionals in Japan working to deliver rational medicine?
In order to learn the most attractive R&D topic in Japan, Japan Annual Meeting 2019 is the best place you wanted to be. The chair of the Japan Annual Meeting this year is Dr. Tatsuya Kondo, Country President of Medical Excellence Japan. He has served as chief executive for PMDA until he assumed in the current role in April. With his leadership, we choose the theme of Japan Annual Meeting this time as to deliver rational medicine to all people in globe. Rational medicine is an initiative that Dr. Kondo has led in PMDA. In this initiative, Dr. Kondo emphasized the importance of collaboration from patients' point of view. Experts in the industry, regulatory, and academia should collaborate each other with right ethics, transparency, and fairness. We can then provide rational medicine, which means new innovative medicine based on the logical cutting-edge science to all the people in the world. This theme can provide an excellent insight about the most attractive R&D topics at this time.
Thank you, Sato-san. You mentioned R&D topics. There are several ideas today that have emerged as hot topics in global clinical research. May I ask you to comment on three of these topics, and I will list them in a moment, specifically as hot topics in clinical research in Japan specifically, and these topics are patient centricity, evolution of real-world data into real-world evidence, and finally, artificial intelligence and machine learning. So if I may start with patient centricity, what is your opinion of patient centricity hot topic in Japan?
Yes, a great topic is patient centricity. In a Diamond Session 1, we asked experts from various areas to discuss how we should promote patient and public involvement. First, we invite regulatory agencies from Japan and EU to discuss how they are tackling the patient involvement in regulatory decision-making. We also invite a representative from the patient advocacy group and ask her to share true feeling about what patient needs are. We then invite patient and public involvement experts from industry to add their perspective. Finally, all speakers from regulatory agency, industry, and patient group to discuss how we should involve patient in the drug development effort. Diamond Session 2 will be another good experience for patient centricity. We invite three physicians who have been working either in regulatory agencies and the industry for a long time and ask them to discuss what it means for them to think about patient needs. This will be a good place for the audience to listen to their real experience of thinking about patients in their day-to-day work.
Thank you, Sato-san. And now, what about real-world data and real-world evidence in Japan?
Yes, there are a huge amount of interest accumulated in the use of real-world data and real-world evidence in drug development, as well as the post-marketing safety evaluation. In Japan annual meeting this time, there are more than three sessions where they discuss potential use of real-world data or real-world evidence.
And what about artificial intelligence?
Another big topic is AI and digital technology. AI has become a big buzzword, and it is making a huge impact on the way we conduct clinical trials, as well as on various areas of R&D activities. Another one is the clinical trial innovation. In 5 years from now, the clinical trials will look very different from what they are now. As we can see in ICH-E6R2, we need to carefully harmonize the expected quality in global trials through process management. I am pretty sure that all these topics will attract people's attention, not only from Japan, but also from various areas of the world. And we plan to discuss these topics in many sessions in coming Japan annual meeting in November.
Finally, Sato-san, are there any other trends or hot topics in clinical research in Japan that you would like to discuss?
There are so many topics that I would like to touch on. Gene therapy testing is now reimbursable in Japan, and there are lots of discussions about how to maximize the use of the test for selection of cancer treatment. A session dedicated for gene therapy and another for cell therapy will provide a new perspective of the progress in advanced therapy development in Japan. Last session I would like to talk about is a session to ask the question, do we really need a placebo group in a clinical trial where experts will exchange creative ideas of how to streamline the clinical development?
Thank you. It looks like this annual meeting in Tokyo in November will cover a lot of the important Japan topics, which are really very similar to global topics. So looking forward to that, and I look forward to attending personally. So these are all my questions today. Sato-san, thank you very much for joining.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to remind our listeners that they can learn more about these topics at our 16th DIA Japan annual meeting, November 10th through 12th in Tokyo. For DIA Global Forum, I am Alberto Grignolo.
To learn more about this topic, visit us online at diaglobal.org.